I'm Erica Sargent. Here are the stories making news at this hour. Today, hundreds of loved ones and colleagues paid their final respects to fallen Chicago police officer Luis Huesca. A six-year veteran of the force, he was shot and killed while returning to his house from his shift outside his Gage Park home. Huesca was described as a rock for his friends, brilliant, caring, and larger than life. He received full honors from the Chicago Police Department. His death ruled to be in the line of duty. The search continues for his killer, with an arrest warrant issued for 22-year-old Xavier Tate Jr., who is still on the run. Northwestern University says it has reached an agreement with pro-Palestine student protesters, allowing them to continue their demonstrations while complying with school rules. According to a letter from school leaders, the protests can continue until June 1st, the end of the spring quarter. They are saying the tents must be removed and only students, faculty, and staff are authorized to participate. Today, the University of Chicago students also launched their own campus protest. Turning to the weather, skies clear tonight, a low of 50, a sunny and warmer Tuesday with a high of 73. Next chance for rain, late Wednesday. Join us on CBS2 and CBSChicago.com for news updates around the clock. I'm Erica Sargent.